Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
My name is Cam Edwards, editor at BearingArms.com, in for Larry O'Connor today, alongside my friend Liz Scheld of American Greatness. Good Friday morning to you, Liz.
Good Friday morning back.
And good Friday morning as well to Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, who joins us here on O'Connor and Company. Tom, thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be with you both, Cam and Liz.
And big news from the Durham investigation. We've got another indictment handed down. Grand jury on Thursday indicting former DOJ attorney Michael Sussman on a charge of lying to the FBI during the 2016 campaign. Now, he was out of the Justice Department at that time. He was an attorney at the firm Perkins Coie. And the indictment, Tom, says that Sussman misrepresented who he was working for when he went to the FBI and said, look, you got to look into this Alpha Bank and the ties between Alpha Bank and the Trump Organization. He said to investigators that he wasn't acting on behalf of any client, but they say, no, he's actually working for the Clinton campaign.
He sure was. He was also representing Democratic National Committee. And, you know, it's just one charge of, you know, lying to the FBI. You can't lie even if you're not under oath, and even if it's just during a meeting, if you're conveying information the way he was conveying to them. You know, what's interesting is the allegation, obviously, is he lied, which is a big deal federally in terms of a crime. But the indictment lays out a scheme by the Clinton campaign, her lawyers, Sussman specifically. It looks like Mark Elias, who is the top lawyer for Clinton at the time, and these outside computer experts and researchers to smear Donald Trump. I mean, they made up this claim that a Russian bank was communicating with the Trump server. You may remember that story that was out there, and it was a lie. And the complaint lays out the fact they knew it was, quote, a red herring, that it wouldn't survive public scrutiny, but they concocted a white paper that, at least on the surface, plausibly might survive a look, but they knew underneath would never survive scrutiny. And they gave it to the FBI. So, you know, in my view, if this is the start of additional indictments, or just the first of additional indictments of the campaign, people associated with the campaign, be good. If it's the final act in terms of an indictment by Mr. Durham, then it will be a disappointment. But let's be clear here. The effort to take out Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy, it looks like, and it involved a crime, and that's confirmed, at least alleged, in this indictment. So that's what people need to take away from this. It was they lied about Trump. They knew they were lying, and they did it in a criminal way. This wasn't just political opposition that they hoped would float in the media, you know, and it's terrible and unethical, but maybe not the crime. But when you're pushing that crap with federal law enforcement, you know, and the other dirty little secret, Cam and Liz, is that you know, the FBI, they said, you know, he should have told them he was working for the Clinton campaign. Well, that's probably true. On the other hand, you know, maybe in defense of this lawyer, I mean, did anyone not think he wasn't working for the Clinton campaign? I mean, this is not, you know, this didn't happen in a vacuum. They were targeting Trump. They were doing it with the Clinton campaign, you know. And this one FBI official says, well, this specific meeting, they told me gave me false information, but the FBI was a willing co-conspirator here. And you know, the crimes are legion when you start talking about the government's involvement here and the Obama administration's involvement on the smearing and targeting of Trump.
Tom, I have two quick questions for you. First, do you think that the FBI did know that Sussman was had some involvement with the DNC and the Clinton campaign when he came to them? And second, do you think this is the end of it? You've been great about getting out information right from the start on the Russia collusion hoax. But as someone who has been so on top of it, do you think that this is it, that we're done, or do you think that there are other shoes to drop?
Well, you know, the skeptic in me says that this may be the, you know, just the final gasp of Durham. Well, on the other hand, you read this indictment that goes on for 25 pages, and there's only one charge related to lying to the FBI. That, you know, why have all that additional material in there unless there were other charges and other individuals they were interested in charging? So we'll see. I can't tell you one way or another, but, you know, it strongly suggests that maybe more is coming. But we'll see. I mean, you know, this meeting between the, you know, I don't know about you guys, but if I had, you know, we've been doing this work for a long time, and it never occurred to me that I had, you know, if we have evidence of crimes, you know, we could just get a meeting with the FBI general counsel and just convey all that information, which goes to what, you know, your question, Liz. I mean, this is the way Washington works. Sussman's a former DOJ official. He professionally knows Sussman, you know, to Baker, who was the FBI general counsel at the time. And they have this meeting and, you know, to convey this information. You know, no one else really has access like that. And you know, I think the FBI generally knew that the Clinton campaign, and I think the evidence is strong, that the Clinton campaign was doing this activity. I mean, look, you know, the FBI was paying concurrently Christopher Steele, who wrote the dossier, based in part on what the Clinton campaign was telling him. The FBI was paying this guy the same time the Clinton campaign was paying him. I mean, who's fooling whom there?
Yeah. Well, okay, so we've only got about 30 seconds left here. I just want to raise a quote from Sussman's attorneys, Michael Bosworth, Sean Berkowitz. They said the special counsel appears to be using this indictment to advance a conspiracy theory that he has chosen not to actually charge, which, again, it gets back to your point, Tom, of, okay, if this is the end of the indictments here, this is going to be disappointing. But could it be that it's that he's chosen not to charge others yet, I guess, is the million-dollar question. How much longer do you think this this probe continues?
Well, you know, the criticism of special counsels is they're kind of hard to shut down, and they take on a life of their own. He's been going since April of 19. You know, defenders of the special counsel would say the probe was waylaid by COVID and it was an emergency. So grand juries couldn't meet typically and they couldn't get witnesses and do the work they typically be able to do. But we'll see. I don't know.
Right.
I'm hopeful, but not naive about it.
I completely understand.
Just remember, it was a takeaway. President Trump is a crime victim.
Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, thank you so much for joining us on the program, sir. It is 6:15 here.